Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies.
Arms leaning over a purple cold, holding my frame. I feel like I'm living a painting, and my mind's a canvas. The landscape is coloring my soul, such as chakras when their light flashes, glows. The wind kisses my face. A scientist would interpret my feeling situation a different way, but I say it feels like diamonds as the boat passes on a topaz river. Sailing, the wind I'm inhaling. Look up to the sky still, look to the river waving. Sun cascading, create diamonds as the boat passes on a topaz river. When I relax, I see white light sparkling dashes, looking like a camera's white flashes. This second in time is a photo my mind has taken. Mind escaping, translocating, my mind body adjacent, heading to my destination on a river topaz with diamonds as the boat passes. Wind sounds like music, the sun is a feeling, the river is a reflection of what I'm feeling, deep but never deceiving, the landscape a vision I wish to reach, which holds my dreams in. Feels like I'm sinking with honor. River topaz with diamonds as the boat passes.
You see, having gone through the Beatlemania thing, nowadays it's nothing like that. I mean, I can walk down the street and somebody will say, oh, hi, John, and they usually say, how's your immigration, you know, if it's in New York, right? And they don't hassle me. I might sign one autograph, two autographs, you know? And I don't get hassled. And I went through that period where I actually couldn't go anywhere. I mean, people have been trying to stamp out rock and roll since it started.
Why do you think that is? What are they afraid of?
I always thought it was because it came from black music. And the words had a lot of double entendre in the early days. And the Beatles just carried it a bit further, made it a little more white even than Elvis did.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were English, you know?